For life.
Yo, 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 what is going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is I, your mother's favorite podcaster, aka the microphone messiah, Philip Antwine. I am joined by Brandon Tanguma, Mr. No Days Off, and Marley of the High Wrestling Podcast. What's up, guys?
Yo.
What's up?
I need more energy.
Sorry. You know, that's what happens when you tell us to, we're doing this at 9 o'clock at night? I mean,
it's not 9 o'clock.
I mean, it's 9:04.
Had a couple bowls already.
Yeah, so I mean, she's fine. You're just
on. I know, I'm just terrible. Just kick me off. Just kick me out of the meeting, and you and Marla can do the rest of the show.
You gotta smarten up, man. It's okay. All right, SmackDown happens. It is a WrestleMania rematch: the phenomenal AJ Styles versus LA Knight. Yeah, winner goes on to France. Backlash face Cody for the undisputed WWE title. AJ Styles gets the dub. Marley, what are your thoughts?
History was repeating itself with AJ and Cody, because didn't AJ have a match with Dusty for the NWA title or something?
Yes.
And now he's getting to fight Cody. I like that continuity.
I don't think that's, honest to God,
they were planning that whenever that happened 18 years ago, 20 years ago. They're like, one of these days, you're going to face Cody for the title.
AJ Styles may be the first person to ever wrestle a father and son.
Oh, dang. Didn't even catch that.
Or, wait, no. Hold on. Wait, no, Rey Mysterio wrestled Chavo and Chavito Classic. Never mind. But for a championship.
Rey has fought Eddie Guerrero and Dom.
For a heavyweight title, there we go. But nonetheless, Brandon, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good match. It was almost a foregone conclusion. We kind of were talking about this last week, that we both kind of just plugged in AJ to be the first challenger for Cody at Backlash. And so no Cody on Raw. Seems like he's going to be exclusively on SmackDown, with the champions, I guess, being protected by each brand. They kind of put out some rules today about the WWE draft. So, yeah, should be a fun little short-term feud, I would assume, because, what, 2 weeks away from Backlash? And I don't think there's really much to really go off of, except for maybe they do bring up the Dusty stuff, which would be interesting.
It would, you know. I mean, Cody, he mentioned that he and AJ are two of four men to hold the NWA and WWE titles, so, you know, sure they'll play up on that. The Bloodline is out for blood. I mean, Solo Sikoa shows up all suited up, you know. The thumb is still taped. I popped at that. And, yeah, you know, Paul Heyman is horrified, you know, at the actions of Solo Sikoa. You know, Paul is saying, I don't want to piss you off, but you're making decisions that you're not qualified to make. Only the tribal chief is qualified to make. So, you know, given what happened to Roman, I guess Solo believes, you know, since he was next in line, that he's just going to cut some time and be the tribal chief right now. And Tama Tonga just beating up a bloodied Kevin Owens. And then you see out in the parking lot, Nick Aldis says, you know, this is very savage behavior. I was like, savage behavior? South Pacific savages? Where have I heard that before? You know? Putting some things together when I heard that, because Tama Tonga, you know, tried to commit vehicular manslaughter and almost kill Kevin Owens. I'm like, oh wow, this is all just taking a turn. I did not expect this on Friday. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty heavy, intense angle for something in WWE that we haven't seen in quite some time. I mean, it was a little reminiscent of the NWO running over the Rock with the, you know, the ambulance. I, you know, I'm the blood guy around here. I could have done without the obvious fake blood, but I think outside of everything else, I mean, outside of that, I thought it worked very well. Paul Heyman continues to shine and just being super stressed, not knowing what to make of anything. He doesn't want to piss off Solo, but he obviously has allegiance with Roman, but Roman's not going to be there for a while. So he's just kind of holding it all together, and he's falling apart at the seams.
He is. Marley, what are your thoughts?
I think that we're getting not only the Godfather Part 4 with this storytelling, but I think that Solo is probably going to take Roman's spot, because it would just be fresher faces in the Bloodline, more people to put on the map. I mean, Tama Tonga's already been on the map, but to introduce him to like a brand new audience who probably have never watched New Japan before. I think this is good for everybody involved.
That is true. And he got a pretty decent reaction like when he debuted. So that was good. And then we just kind of have to let it play out and see what other, what else happens with the story and, with, I guess, Jimmy maybe actually be hurt or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, he's sidelined with like an undisclosed injury. I saw that earlier.
Yeah, so I don't know what's up with that. But I'm interested. We have new WWE Tag Team Championships. A-Town Down Under was awarded new WWE Tag Titles. The SmackDown titles are gone. Love these. It's reminiscent of the classic, shape of tag titles that they've had in the past. It's very reminiscent of the WWE Tag Titles that was around during the 2000s.
I was wrong. They didn't just do the
they didn't just the look giant, alike.
They didn't just do the giant WWE logo like the men's and women's titles. So I was happy about that. It was a quite a decent surprise because like the world heavyweight titles, they all look the same pretty much. But these tag titles are just so distinct that I wouldn't mind if somewhere down the road they combined them and we stick with this being just the WWE tag titles.
Yes, Marley, what are your thoughts on the current design of the WWE tag titles?
They actually look like prestigious championships now because it just looked like two nickels on a belt with the last design. But
I mean, if I had to choose, I'd say the SmackDown ones were more favorable than the Raw ones.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, what are your thoughts on the World Tag Titles also?
Everything's just looking way more prestigious than it's always been. I feel like they're actually taking champions seriously. They're actually treating WWE like a sport. So it's nice to see that the tag titles are being held to the same standard as like the World Heavyweight Championship or the Women's World Championship or any other championship in WWE.
Absolutely.
This does mess up the lineage a little bit because technically these are the SmackDown titles. And then if you go all the way back, I think technically the World Heavyweight titles are like the old WWE. It's very confusing now with the brand splits and the brand titles. And yeah, so technically the WWE tag team titles are not the same WWE tag team titles from the 80s. That's technically the World Heavyweight titles, I think. It's way too good. It's too confusing now. Is this just give up on lineage and history, I guess.
I mean, we'll have to like sit down and look at it, but I think you're right.
Well, I mean, I pulled up the Wikipedia and because I was thinking, well, usually when they did the whole brand spell, like whatever that was, like 2016 with Shane and Brian, they were the ones that were kind of debuting the new titles on SmackDown. So it would make sense for the Raw titles to be the longer, the lineage titles.
Yes. Yes. But technically, if we look at it, the title Bayley has is still the lineage of the WWE Women's Championship because that was the Raw Women's title that got turned into the WWE Women's Championship.
Yeah, this is why it's too much.
I can follow along,
I mean, there is a path there. It's a little bit of a windy road. If you want to take that long windy road, it's there. Yes. It's just a little bit of a travel.
Bayley versus Naomi for the WWE Women's Championship ends in Tiffy time. Tiffany Stratton is great. I need her to win the Money in the Bank. She's going to be a great foil. I love it. I love it. I could see somebody finally, like let's say Naomi, she left the company. She did all she had to do to get back. Let's say she beats Bayley at some point down the line for the title, and then Tiffany Stratton crashes the party.
I can see that happening at SummerSlam or like Survivor Series, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, Brandon, what are your thoughts on Tiffany Stratton and Tiffy time and all this stuff?
I mean, I think she's super talented. I mean, she kind of had her coming out party at the Elimination Chamber in Australia. Then they kind of cooled her off, didn't do anything with her on WrestleMania. So now I think they've kind of pulled her back a little bit. And then now they're reintroducing her to properly kind of go with her and as a heel and with the draft. Coming up on Friday, I would assume she's going to stay on SmackDown to face Bayley because, we saw like on Monday, they weren't really going too heavy with some storylines. But I think with this one being kind of so in your face, I think you're going to keep those two together.
I have thoughts about that. That happened on Monday, but nonetheless, we're going to get through some other things. Seth Rollins has had knee surgery. Seth Rollins wrestled two nights of WrestleMania on a torn meniscus.
I mean, there's the videos of him being very emotional after the Cody win, and who knows if that was him being happy for his friend, if him just kind of being like, it's finally over, I did it, and he can finally go home and rest with his kid. But shout out Seth.
The MVP, man. I mean, Dwayne said it best on his social media. To go 40-something minutes in the night one main event, to go out there and for, what, 10 or whatever minutes it was with Drew McIntyre, and then to go out there and, you know, barely be able to get in the ring for his spots in the night two main event. I mean, kudos to him, man.
Yeah, I was going to bring up that video, like somebody posted from a high angle of him
yes.
trying to get in the ring. I winced so bad when I saw that. Glad he got surgery.
Oh my God, for the love of the game, right? He's gonna come back and be probably hotter than ever. Because, I mean, the last time he had a knee injury and came back, they made him a heel and it just didn't work. I could theoretically see him, you know, going to Cody and be like, you owe me one. I literally had to have surgery to repair my knee to help you finish your story. You know, I could see that happening. And then maybe Seth finally gets his win over Cody. You know, there are some things that are going to be happening in the next few months throughout the rest of the year, even going into 2025 in WWE with storylines that I'm very excited for, just the different mixes of people and everything like that. But Seth Rollins, man, kudos to you. Hell of a performer, hell of a talent, man. You're the MVP, bro. You really carried the company on your back. So hopefully the recovery goes well. WWE releases, and I never like talking about these. Brandon, read off the list.
So these came down, I think, either before or right when Raw was going on. Short list, but some notable names on here, including former WWE champion Jinder Mahal. We got Veer and Sangha, so Indusheer, no more. Zion Quinn, Xia Li, NXT's Von Wagner, who allegedly was on the verge of possibly getting called up, and for the last time, Cameron Grimes. So officially, leading the Trevor Lee fan club is back on. The Trevor Lee fan club is back.
Yeah, so Marley, this is years ago when we first started the show. Brandon was the biggest Trevor Lee fan in the world. So it's back. I saw the video he posted. It hurts. You never want to see anybody lose their job. He's going to go set the world on fire. Veer, he came. He was coming for months, and then he came. Decimated Dominic Mysterio. That was about it. Indusheer didn't really do nothing. Jinder Mahal, this hurt me so much. Marley, you don't know. When Jinder was champ, I was the one guy that was here.
I was at SmackDown when he was champ. I was behind Jinder.
See? Thank you. Thank you.
That's big greasy right there. That's big greasy.
We did not want to hinder the Jinder. Thank you. Thank you. Was that the SmackDown when he was feuding with Shinsuke?
Either Shinsuke or Randy. I just remember him having a match with Randy at that SmackDown.
Okay.
It might have been the Shinsuke feud.
Yes, yes. I was there too. Look, man, this guy's about to set the world on fire. You saw at day one, you know, people were disappointed. Then to trust him to be in a segment with The Rock and deliver, and then to go on and face Seth for the world title, a week or two later? Come on, man.
He's going to headline so many GCW shows.
No, like for real. Like look at what Matt Cardona's done, and Matt Cardona's out. So they need he can go play that you know, former WWE star role to a T. I need him to get back with the Bollywood Boys ASAP. You know what I'm trying to see? I'm trying to see Jinder and the Bollywood Boys Punjabi prison versus the South Pacific Savages. Brett, book it. Book it. I'm trying to see Jinder go on a tear. I'm trying to see him pop up in TNA. I'm trying to see Jinder Mahal pop up in New Japan. I'm trying to see Jinder Mahal win a big match in a Tokyo Dome. I need to get Jinder Mahal on this podcast. I saw he just did Chris Van Vliet. I need Jinder on the show ASAP.
You don't want to see Jinder Mahal versus Hook?
I stay away from. I have thoughts about that place. I have thoughts about that place. But no, we gotta,
maybe don't send Hook.
Yeah. I honestly, that's a I could see that main eventing like a GCW. I really could. Just a one-off.
I mean, Hook is, his contract's coming up, so if he doesn't re-sign, there could be a little in-between time where Hook's a free agent and Jinder's a free agent.
Next year's WrestleMania weekend, Hook, Jinder, Bloodsport.
Although, I will say, Hook on NXT might do something.
No, that is a possibility. It really is. But all the releases, man, I hope they all land on their feet. I mean, Zion Quinn, the last thing he did was he had a match with Bron Breakker on SmackDown, and that was it. Xia Li, she never really got her just due, so, you know, it's unfortunate. But I'm sure they'll all land on their feet. You know, they have the no-competes, and, you know, so they'll still get paid while they're sitting at home and figuring out what else they're going to be doing. But, you know, hopefully they all find work soon. All right, Finn Balor signs a new deal with WWE. He ain't going anywhere. The real Rock and Roller is here to stay.
And it's crazy. He's been with WWE for 10 years now.
Yes. I mean, I remember when it was fresh. It's been a world with this. There's been a lot of downs. There's been ups. But I mean, I'm gonna need Finn to have the world title run that he should have had. I'm gonna need that.
Yeah, he never got to have his title run because he like hurt his shoulder the next day. He had to like relinquish it on Raw the next day after SummerSlam, huh?
Yeah, I mean, like when he was feuding with Seth for the world title, they should have did it. Triple H should have pulled that trigger. I would have been perfectly fine with that. I'm sure a lot of people would have, but you know, I mean, we'll see. And given the things that are going on with Judgment Day, you never know. Jey Uso says his WrestleMania 40 match let people down. I talked about this on the Gorilla Position. You know, a lot of people have been saying that. Look, I mean, Marley, you've just started training, and you know, I've had my handful of performances. Going out there is nerve-wracking, but I can't even imagine to go out there in front of 70 something plus, and you know, people have been invested in this story for years and everything, and just to deliver, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, on that, you know, big of a stage too.
Yeah, I mean, I was just sitting there looking like, this is unbelievable. I was sitting there imagining, like, to perform in front of these people would be unbelievably nerve-wracking. I understand why Rhea Ripley had a panic attack and all that. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's just, you know, maybe we'll get more of it. You know, maybe that wasn't it. I could see them, you know, colliding again or in everything. But, yeah, man. I mean,
I thought it was honestly refreshing because, like, there's a lot of wrestlers out there who will have a stinker or they'll have, like, a match that didn't live up to the hype, and they'll say, oh, it was a great match. You know, we did everything we wanted to do, but no, you know, Jay was realistic about it. The match was not very good, but he recognizes that and he owns up to it. So I think that's, you know, that's nice to see because we don't see that often, especially in wrestling.
Yeah. I mean, just given the time that they were allotted and whatnot, I thought maybe, you know, it could, they got some more time and some more time to cook. I think it would have been better. AEW Dynasty happened. Where do I start?
Congratulations. You want to listen to me yap for 50 minutes? Go check out Under the Radar.
Yes, it's up. Congratulations to Swerve Strickland. He is now the AEW World Champion. So, you know, Swerve was in some controversy for a little bit. You know, I listened to Cheap Heat earlier today, and I forgot about, like, these things where, like, Swerve didn't want to be on the BPR 50 because, you know, he didn't want to just be a great black wrestler. He wanted to be a great wrestler in general. And then, you know, he goes on to say he wants to be the first black AEW champion. So people thought it was kind of contradicting itself and everything. But nonetheless, man, congratulations to Swerve. Representation matters. I mean, you see with all the African-American champions we have in the business right now. Yeah, man, kudos to him. I said if it wasn't now, then they did it later. It just would have felt like it was too late. You know, I'm glad it happened here. Is it overshadowed by Danielson and Ospreay? Do you feel like it should have happened at Revolution?
Yeah, because personally, I feel like Dynasty could have been an email or like one of those TV pay-per-views that Fighter Fest or something. Like, Dynasty didn't have to be what it was because it just It was right after Mania, and it's too close to Double or Nothing that it kind of just felt like it was there.
Yeah, I don't understand what's up with all these. Like, just go back. What they were doing was fine in the beginning. Like,
less is more. I was just having this conversation with my friends. Like, when AEW was doing less, they did their four pay-per-views a year. It worked because there was good enough time for build to the point where there would be a solid payoff because you weren't waiting, like, for a pay-per-view every 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's just it's that. Jack Perry returned, Bucks 3-time tag champs, and then the Will Ospreay, Brian Danielson of it all. Let's calm down,
Philip. Don't be a hater. Don't be
no,
a hater.
No,
Philip.
I'm not. Look. It was very good. This isn't. Let's calm down. With this is the greatest wrestling match of all time, and all that. How can you say that? We have to give it time.
Hey, I didn't say that on the podcast. I was like, I'm not going to be hyperbolic. It was maybe the best match of the year. I'm not going to sit here and say it's the best match ever.
I was going to say, not going to lie, when they said it was everybody's dream match, I said, who's everybody?
Yeah. It's like when Omega and Okada were having those matches. This is the greatest match of all time. How can you say that? It just happened. Like, we have to let it, you know, we have to give it time. Now, if we can look back, maybe if we can sit down here maybe 3 or 4 years from now, you know what I'm saying? You're right. And look back at it. All right, cool. I mean, they did some very risky things. I'm not going to lie. That knee when Ospreay was flying midair that Danielson caught him with, that was tough. That was nice. If I was able to jump like that, I'd be throwing them thanks too, you know? But yeah, man. Shout out Willow Nightingale, TBS champ. Love that. So she went to Chuck E. Cheese with the Stokely Hathaway. Good Which fun.
That popped me way too much when Stokely was on commentary. Like, we're going to see Chuck E. Cheese. I was like, my man, I love Chuck E. Cheese.
I didn't know Chuck E. Cheese was still in business. I love it.
Barely. First Red Lobster, and now it's going to be Chuck E. Cheese next.
Bro, we need to go to Red Lobster before it's done.
The gentleman. I'm down.
I mean, Red Lobster. I've already had this talk with Juicy and Journey. This is going to have to be a thing we need to do.
We're going to Red Lobster?
Whose ever idea was to have the endless shrimp deal, I mean, it's a tough look for that person.
Do we know when it's closing? Do we know? Do we know if the official...
I mean, I don't know if there's a closing date, but they filed for bankruptcy. It don't look good.
I know. Sometime in the next like couple weeks, we got to get this going. But AEW Dynasty, it was a pay-per-view. Congratulations, like I said, to all the people. Samoa Joe's title reign was what it needed to be. You know, it didn't need to be this extensive, long thing. It did what it was supposed to do to help the next guy out. But, Brandon, I sent you the video from Pro Wrestling Bits. Shout out Alfred, friend of the show.
Let's talk some race relations, Philip. This is our favorite part of the show.
Well, you know, I mean, Marley, you weren't around when I, you know, said Tony Khan didn't know how to book black people.
Oh, that's obvious. I didn't need to be around for that.
Yeah, so, you know. I mean, look, man, Alfred's kind of made a name for himself at just targeting Tony Khan at AEW. I mean, that's how he's gotten popping. But look, man, I mean, a lot of the things he says, you know, are true. And, you know, obviously we have to let the title reign play out, but it does feel like, you know, Swerve might just be a gatekeeper for Ospreay until he's going to get the championship. I mean, hopefully, you know, Swerve's run is good enough to where it won't feel like that to whenever he drops it, if it is Ospreay or somebody else.
Yeah, and I mean, the Will Ospreay train's been coming for a while now, and everyone's kind of coronating him to win at All In, which...
Who is everybody?
I mean, yeah, a lot of people. A lot of people. Sorry, I'm not supposed... Only a Sith deals in absolutes, right, Philip?
We've got to stop with this everybody stuff.
Sorry, that's too much nerd talk for Philip. It's not wrestling, he doesn't know what I'm talking about, but I mean, sorry, a lot of people are coronating Will Ospreay to win it All In. I'm not so sure. I mean, I would love to see maybe like Okada beats Swerve for it, and he holds a long title reign, and then he drops
Okada
it to Will
has
and
that,
at next year's All In. But Will Ospreay apparently is going for the international title now.
I'd like to see Roderick Strong beat him. Hand him a loss. He doesn't need to win all the time. You know what I'm saying? Let's get off of the dynasty of it all. Whoop That Trick, which is the name of this episode. Congratulations to Trick Williams, defeated Ilya Dragunov. He is the new NXT champion. Trick Williams' story is great, man. I mean, he was a college athlete, you know, trained at I think CZW for a little bit, comes out to California, trained with Kishi and Reno over at Knox Pro, and then look at him now, man. I love it. I love it. From sidekick to champ. Hell yeah, man.
You know, his
yeah, I mean,
character.
Shout out Trick. He's been hot for, you know, a real hot for like a year now. And he's, you know, big coronation on Tuesday. Still has, a you know, some work to be done, I think. But as I said, sometimes you got to give someone the rock and let them run with it. And they're letting Trick run with it right now with that title.
Absolutely. I mean, he's great. They love him. It's going to be a fun run to see what's up with him. You know, Ilya, I'm sure he's off to bigger and better things now.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
I was going to say he's probably going to get called up in the draft, him and Melo.
Can I get Ilya Gunther, King of the Ring final?
I mean, a lot of people thought Ilya could have been the guy to dethrone Gunther.
He was.
Be a guy to take that IC title off of him.
Oh, well, I mean, he beat him for the UK title, but yeah.
But Trick, I mean, it's relatively easy to have some good matches with Ilya and Melo. And now that he's the guy, he goes in there and defends against Tony D'Angelo. And I know he just had a title shot, so it's probably not going to be him. But I wonder how those, you know, non-hot feuds, like Trick going after a title, Trick going after Melo, and he just is having another title defense. How's that gonna work?
I mean, we'll have to wait and see, but I'm very excited for Trick Williams. NXT Battleground is gonna happen at the UFC Apex on June 9th of this year, coming up in a couple months, man. That's big news. Now we're starting to see the real partnership of the WWE and UFC under the TKO umbrella.
I mean, I think it's just a little bit blown out of proportion. I mean, the UFC Apex is it's like running at the Performance Center.
It's okay.
And it's crossover kind of, but it's like if it's like what they were running on Tuesday. So it's not like they're going and running side by side with a UFC pay-per-view or a UFC event.
How many UFC stars are we going to get on screen? That's a real question.
When is that? The 9th? Is that International Fight Week? I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with UFC here.
It's okay. It's not real anyway.
That's all fake.
Oh, yeah. The internet's going to come for me at that one, right? Oh, no.
It's the week before. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool to see. TNA Rebellion, Mike Santana made his return to TNA. And then Broken Matt Hardy. Yes. He's back. I mean, the Broken Matt Hardy character. To go from Impact, where it originally started, Ring of Honor, WWE, AEW, now back to TNA? Come on now. Come on now. It's great. You love to see it. Maybe he's just waiting for Jeff's AEW contract to be done so they can go have another quick little run and go in the Hall of Fame, huh?
What it sounds like is Matt didn't sign a TNA contract, so he was just kind of a one and done.
Yeah, they're doing like appearances. They're not like signing people to guarantee deals, which is, you know, this is nice. Kind of keeps your brand fresh, you know, like we'll have you work these certain amount of dates, and then once that's over, we can bring in somebody new.
Yeah.
I mean, I do wonder what happens with the Hardy Boys, because I mean, they had their big return was 7 years ago now at that WrestleMania. That was all, and they were kind of, you know, kind of old at that point. So now we're going to run it back. You're not going to be able to do the same thing 7 years later, but if you do one thing and then get him in the Hall of Fame, that's probably as much as you can get out of it.
It's the Hardys, bro. They'll come back. They'll have a quick little return. We're going to pop. They're going to have a quick little tag title run. They'll lose them. Then they'll go into the Hall of Fame.
Jeff got hurt after that one match with Darby Allin. We didn't see him for like 2 years.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons, but.
Yeah, it is what it is. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, Matt, what Matt was doing in AEW wasn't even. I don't even know what he was doing. What was he doing?
Yeah. What were they doing?
Well, you know, Matt or Jeff had a little running with the law.
Wasn't happening when he was in WWE. No, that those last like few months or year or whatever, he was chilling. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah, it's all AEW's fault. He relapsed, but
okay, I didn't say
oh,
that.
I mean, sorry, I was like, reading too much into those words. I'm sorry, but Matt was just kind of turning back and forth with Private Party. I
What the
guess.
Hell happened to Private Party?
They were last in that 420 scramble with Rob Van Dam, weren't they?
They were in that.
They're Rampage specialists.
Oh God! Jesus. All right, let's go into the fan mail, guys. Not the Rampage specialists. All right, let's see. Dan, why is everyone so concerned with what JoJo was doing with her life? I saw people online saying she shouldn't be behaving that way since it's only been a few months since Bray died. I have seen this stuff. Yeah, man. Grief works in mysterious ways, bro. Who cares? Let her live her life. She wants to have some fun with her friends. Let her have fun with her friends. Who cares?
Exactly. Why can't someone have fun?
Like, she can't be depressed forever.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, of course. And plus, grief, she's not going to get over that overnight. She's going to be dealing with that for the rest of her life. So do you want to go out and live and carry that weight? Or do you want to stay and wallow in that weight? I would go out in honor of him if it were me personally.
I'm more concerned with them dancing in a moving vehicle. That's dangerous.
Right. They almost died. They could have died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, I saw her at what you call it, at the WrestleCon. She looked to be in good spirits. So, you know, let's all relax. Nigerian Prince. It's a good day to be a black fan in pro wrestling. Love seeing people that look like me holding gold across all these different companies. I mean, yeah, you have Swerve, Moose, Trick. Willow, Athena, of course, Cody, you know.
Shout out.
Yeah, and Cody we trust. You know, he ended segregation of racism. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we came from just Alicia Fox, Crime Time, Kofi Kingston.
Crime Time didn't even hold championships.
Not one.
No. No, man. It's crazy. Yeah, we just had Alicia Fox, Kofi, and the occasional Hall of Pain run with a big old Mark Henry, not to mention a couple U.S. title runs for, you know, a Shelton Benjamin and a MVP.
I mean, The Rock was there too.
For our run? No. I mean, I watched him be WWE champion for what, a couple months in 2013, sure. But, you know, I'm talking about like at my fandom and watching this stuff, man.
I mean, sorry, I'm old.
I would halfway count Rock, but you know.
You know. What else is there? Oh, Mr. X, Hall of Famer. Okay. He sent some stuff last week that I did not get to, so we're just gonna read this all. We said, how long until Melanin Mafia takes over the world? I think it's already done.
It's already happened. It's already set in stone.
Okay, actually, no, we did talk about this with the CM Punk and stuff of it all. So says exactly how long will Rhea Ripley actually be out of action? I've heard she will return around SummerSlam. We'll talk about that once we get to the Raw Women's title of it all. How much are we enjoying the new direction of the camera work in WWE? I love it. I think it's great.
Fantastic. I mean, have you seen the comparison of the Sami Zayn entrances? Six camera cuts to like 24.
It's okay. Is this new version of the Bloodline like when Triple H took over DX, and how long till we see Tama Tonga now?
Great comparison, Mr. X. I was going to bring that up and I completely forgot, but yes, it's just like the day after WrestleMania 14 where Triple H took over the DX. It's a little different, obviously, with, you know, the dynamic of Shawn Michaels, quote unquote, going to be back eventually. But yes. We just don't know what's going to happen with that.
Then he also says, what direction is AEW going in now that the Elite and Jack Perry appear to have taken over?
I think they're going to attack Tony Khan.
Yeah, well, I have thoughts about all that. Becky Lynch wins the Battle Royal to determine a new Women's World Champion. This is the first time in 16 or 17 years that this has happened. I think the last time for a world title was what, Kurt Angle, that Battle Royal on SmackDown. Listen, congrats to Becky, you know, 7-time world champion, all that. We have the opportunity to do a couple things here. One, I'm a Nia Jax fan. I love Nia Jax, you know. I thought she should have won this. I really believe Nia Jax should have won this. I mean, well, she was world champion what? I mean, what?
WrestleMania
6 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the last time she's even held a championship. I mean, she's been like women's tag champs and all that other stuff. Okay, sure. This would have been the perfect time to do this. I honestly believe that. Or you could have gone the Liv Morgan route so that when Rhea Ripley comes back, she gets after Liv and takes back her title. But with it being on Becky Lynch, I think here's what you do. You have Becky just having a nice little run. Whenever Rhea comes back, she feuds with Liv, gets that over with. And that kind of keeps her away from the title for a little bit because she had it for so long. And then she goes back on the hunt. And plus, with the whole the way Liv was looking at Dominic, oh yeah, we're channeling.
We're getting the second Dominic on a pole match or no, a ladder match for Dominic.
We're channeling when Eddie Guerrero cheated on his mamacita. That's what we're doing here. How do we feel about Dominic's stash, huh? Mm-hmm.
It's just the right amount of dirty.
The Dirty Dom, living up to the name, right?
He's definitely on brand.
Yes. Yes. But what are your thoughts on Becky Lynch being the Women's World Champion?
I am Becky Lynch fan through and through. She's the reason I got back into wrestling when I, like, 2017 when I got back into it. So I'm going to be biased. I do think Becky is a draw. I think Becky was the right choice to win the Battle Royal, because personally, I do like Liv and I do like Nia winning it, but I wouldn't want to see them win it in a Battle Royal, considering like Becky and Rhea got the big stage. I would rather them win it on like a SummerSlam or like a Survivor Series, because then when Rhea comes back and Liv has the title already, that makes their feud a little more stronger, because the whole point of the feud was Liv going after the title, so it's just she just wants the title, not even about Rhea.
Yeah.
Her score is strictly about the title.
Okay. So are you saying like crowning a new champion like at a SummerSlam or?
Yeah, like have Becky elevate Liv in this feud up until SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Rhea comes back. Like right around the time Rhea comes back, have Becky drop the title to Liv. So that just kickstarts Liv versus Rhea.
I think they didn't want to like have like not have a champion on the Raw for that long. So they did it like this. I mean, honestly, maybe we could have did a little tournament and did it at the pay-per-view.
True.
Could have done that.
But then with the draft, that makes everything difficult because people are going to be moving back and forth.
Yeah, it was just a safe bet to put the belt on Becky.
Yeah, I mean, she's in that position, kind of like how like a Randy Orton or an Edge was. Like they were a safe bet to put the title on them for a little bit. I mean, that's why, you know, each guy had so many title runs. There's a safe bet to put the title on them for a little bit until we can go on to somebody else. But, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It wouldn't have hurt for Nia to – I mean, Nia, she holds it until what, SummerSlam? You know, does something big with it? Could you imagine, you know, somebody like Becky on the hunt for Nia? Just hunt, and then, you know – the Money in the Bank gets involved. I mean, you can see things like that. It's all nice.
I think Nia is probably the perfect person to jump over to SmackDown because she's kind of done what she needed to do on Raw. She's had those matches with Becky and Rhea, so she can go over there, have those matches with Naomi and Bayley and Jade and Bianca.
I
was going to say, what if we just get a Nia Becky Liv triple threat at SummerSlam instead?
Oh, yeah. That's a possibility. I do like Nia going over to SmackDown. I mean, I don't see she's really been. I mean, she's had like matches on there, but she hasn't like been a stay over there like in a while. And you know, I mean, she's a member of the Bloodline. Maybe she'll get intertwined in whatever's going on there. That SmackDown's coming out here in September. We should all probably go. I think that'd be nice. Nice little Friends Day out.
Sacramento Golden
yeah.
One.
Yeah, shout out Sack. What else do we got on here? Priest and Uso segment. Damian Priest kind of getting out of the what did they call him? What has the internet been calling him? The
bisexual Undertaker.
Yeah, he just wearing more streetwear. Wearing more streetwear. He was out there with Jey Uso. Jey says, you know, the only reason why you're the leader of the Judgment Day because mommy got hurt. By the way, tell her I said hi. Called him Dominic's bitch. I was like, oh, we're just this is heating up. I like this. I like all that. I like it all.
Love. You know, I thought the mic work was okay, but I think in totality, you have these two guys going after a world title. It does kind of very much feel secondary to the Cody title, which, you know, it's hard to get it up to that level, but it just definitely had kind of that Alberto Del Rio opening the pay-per-view world title type of thing.
The title Cody has, somebody just held that thing for 3 years. Yeah, it's going to feel like that.
Or we just don't have another world title at all. We just have one champion. But that's a crazy idea, I know.
I mean, but the Ruthless Aggression era, I have so many fond memories of the WWE title and the World Heavyweight Championship. You know, I think that's all we're doing here, guys. That's what we're doing. You know, as we go into Backlash. I'm watching last year's Backlash. Completely forgot Seth Rollins wrestled Omos. Forgot this even happened. Jesus.
Was that when Omos was undefeated? So I assume he beat Seth?
No, I think Seth beat him here. Yeah.
When Priest was telling that, like, after the show story, it was very awkward. It was like, I don't know if people were forgetting their lines or it was just very slow and a little weird. Not like Rock and Cody weird, but just awkward.
How was Rock and Cody weird?
Well, people, you know, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. And can I touch it?
I'll look. You want to hold my championship? Fine. I'll hold yours while you hold mine. That's all it was.
Amen, brother.
So that was, you know. Then what, Jay super kicks Damian because JD tried to get involved.
JD messing up again. Who would have thought?
Yes. You know, Damian saying, like, I don't need you. You guys need me. I'm like, oh.
I feel like they need to just get rid of that little Funko Pop.
He's a good worker. Come on. Come on.
He's built like a Funko Pop, for real.
Oh, man. Sheamus and McIntyre have a promo. This boy McIntyre. It used to be banger after banger. Now it's just burger after burger after burger. Shout out Sheamus getting the original theme music back. Big pop on my part.
Too many limes.
It's a shame for pain. Too many limes. Too many limes. Oh, I love it. I love it all, man. I'm excited to go to a WWE show just to hear that live.
Sing it. People want to, you know, people go to shows to sing Cody's theme. You're there to sing Sheamus's theme.
Duh. You know, there to do all of that. What are your thoughts on oh, Jesus Christ, that was an amazing shoulder tackle. What are your thoughts on the McIntyre Sheamus of it all, guys?
I mean, and I thought it was like a cheeky little segment of like two friends going back and forth a little bit. I don't really need to see them have a full blown feud at this point, but with this being the Raw before the draft, I wouldn't be shocked if they get split up or maybe they have a match on Raw next week. So, but there was some not time filling, but just well, time filling and just the fact of we don't want to do anything on this show because we have the draft coming up and we don't want to commit to anything long term. And I think this is segments.
Yeah. Gunther returns, says he's going to be in the King of the Ring tournament, says he's going to go after the champion of his choice. So is he just going to, does that mean if you win King of the Ring, you get to choose a champion to go after?
No idea. I didn't read the contract.
Is that what that means? I mean, I'm not opposed to that. I think that would be interesting for King of the Ring. Like, you know, you win King of the Ring, and then, like, at this date, you have an opportunity at the title. I think that'd be cool.
It's better than winning King of the Ring and then magically getting a British accent.
Who did that?
I mean, every King of the Ring for, like, the past 15 years.
Baron Corbin didn't have a British accent. He was just even more obnoxious. I mean, Wade Barrett.
On, can't you just let my jokes just, you know. You
Wade Barrett is actually like from Britain. I mean, what are you talking about? What do you stop? What do you
William
mean?
Regal lost his accent like the one week he was King of the Ring, and then he got fired.
Oh, 2008. Oh, good times, good times. Yes. Yeah. So I like that.
No more Imperium.
Yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
Vinci got kicked out.
It's about damn time. They've been teasing that for months.
I thought that would have been like leading into WrestleMania, but I guess post-Mania was probably smarter. Leading into the draft too. Yeah, no, that made more sense.
Can we get Ring Count back? Where's Timothy Thatcher at? Where's the Alexander Wolf at?
I'll ask Thatcher next time I see him at the gym.
Right. Miz and R-Truth retain against DIY. Johnny Gargano shakes the hand to Tommaso Ciampa. Does not. Interesting fact. Miz has held the last six designs of the tag team championships.
They've been around.
Yeah, this version, the Raw ones, the SmackDown ones, the Penny ones with Miz Dow, and then the ones before the Penny ones with when he was tag team with the Big Show. Yeah.
Talk about an MVP right up there with.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. Yeah. Can we get a heel champ? I'm down.
Well, we know how much Triple H loves his Ciampa Gargano feuds, so maybe he's gonna bring it up to the main roster.
That would be dope.
Get a repeat of NXT TakeOver. Traumatized for kids.
I mean, as talented as they are, DIY is not really getting any pops or any. They're not really in the position you'd think under Triple H, in their current iteration. I don't know if he can rebuild them. I hope he can, but I have my doubts.
He's the creator. We'll be fine. Lastly, Gable chastises the Academy, tears down Tozawa. Maxine, pretty as a peach, dumb as a box of rocks. I was like, oh, all right. And then gets on Otis, says, you're all going to help me win the Intercontinental Championship, makes Otis say it out loud. So, yeah. I like this version of Chad Gable. I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you're good. I was going to say, I thought they were going to do the heel stable with the Creed brothers.
I think that's going to come eventually. Like a little slow burn. Yeah.
Anyways, I think Gable, I don't know how much he's going to like move up the card, but I think he's kind of going to stay in that middle, maybe a little upper middle at times, but it does set up a relatively hot mid-card feud when Otis turns on him, which is going to be fun.
I mean, I'm ready for Gable to win this Intercontinental Championship, man. Yeah.
I mean, you have him and Otis feud during the spring, early summer, and then maybe you run back Chad Gable and Sami Zayn at SummerSlam.
That's a possibility. I mean, we could see. I mean, we don't know who's gonna be where. Given that, so we will see. AEW audio sucks.
Yeah, Tony Khan said it wasn't AEW's fault. It was TNT or TBS's fault, but the audio on the show was just absolutely atrocious. The mixing was terrible. There was an echo, and I mean, Tony said it was TNT's fault, so I would take him at his word because there's clips online. The audio is perfectly fine, so I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah,
but TBS, get your shit together.
The live stream was fine.
So the only thing that sucked about this show,
we had some early stuff.
Look, all right, I'm just gonna run it down. Swerve beats Kyle Fletcher.
Wow, this must be Philip. I have one job around here.
Okay, look,
I can't keep my one job.
You put it on the script. That was your job. Swerve defeats Kyle Fletcher. Congratulations. Monet interrupts Willow's celebration. People have been chastising her mic work. I mean, she's never been the strongest on the mic, but you know her in-ring ability has always made up for it.
Have her hold out for 2 months before her first match. Makes sense.
The only mic that she doesn't need to be on is the one in the booth because her theme is terrible. I'm sorry.
I like the New Japan one. I like that one.
The one where she's rapping now is terrible. I can't.
Why didn't she just keep
probably the, was expensive to get the old crisscross royalties.
Why didn't she just keep the New Japan one?
Crisscross is expensive.
Tony Khan has paid for much more. He could have did it.
Now you got the final countdown for Danielson. He definitely could have gotten her.
Bro, the guns walked out to many men. I don't want to hear it, okay?
Yeah,
I don't want to hear any of it.
He can even pay the licenses to get her WWE theme back. I would rather hear that than anything else.
Bro, like didn't he have the Space Jam theme too? Like, what? Come on.
Yeah, he paid. He even did when the Elite, when Kenny was still there, Kenny the Bucks, they did Carry On My Wayward Son. So Tony has money.
Yeah, he like just he's spent unbelievable amounts of money on entrance music.
Crazy idea. Maybe Mercedes is the one that wanted to change the theme.
This isn't it.
To something better,
honey boo boo. This is not it. So what happened to this interruption, huh?
Coming off of their big celebration at Chuck E. Cheese, Chris Stylander and Stokely introduce Willow. She cuts like a fun loving promo. Monet interrupts her, and she just, or Willow like questions like, "Do you really think I injured you on purpose?" And Monet didn't say no. So I don't know if they're trying to like turn Monet heel. And once again, this is another thing, like the audio was terrible on my end, where it's very hard to gauge how the crowd was reacting to almost anything. But I don't know what they're doing with Monet. Like I said, you could have her wrestle to get over, and then she's like in La La Land right now. She's just in her own world, doing a little dance, and yeah, not a fan.
I think they were in Daly's place, so I feel like that might have had something to do with it, because they were technically outside, so that might have messed with the
audio. I mean, they ran there for 10 straight months and didn't have a single issue.
The pandemic. True. Forgot.
True. But...
I mean, no, this has happened before. Like, there have been audio problems on Dynamite before.
Because there was like a ringing sound. It was like the first week I got my new sound bar, so I thought it was me that was messed up, but now it's just AEW. I don't know what's going on with them.
Ospreay versus Strong for the international title at Double or Nothing. Oh, great. Yeah.
Going the Okada route. Give him a title.
Moxley defeats Hobbs at the IWGP title. Again, doesn't know how to book black people. Okay, here we are. The thing I want to talk about. So, Tony Khan once stated he doesn't want to be an on-screen character.
And here he is.
Here he is.
On screen.
He said, and he also said, you can't just sign everybody to large contracts or else you're going to go out of business. What has he been doing? Brandon? Brandon?
What is signing a lot of people to big name money contracts?
Boom, there you go. Jack Perry, I guess the fake apology or whatever happened. He hits him in the gut with the mic, and then he didn't have to fall like that.
We also got a Tony Khan hug. Love those.
Yeah, he didn't have to fall like that. He could have just healed over like he got hit in the nuts, like, oh. And I've already seen people on Twitter, well, you know, Vince didn't take that stunner well at the Mania a couple years ago. Vince is 70-something years old. I don't want to hear that at all.
I mean, that first stunner at MSG in whatever, that 97?
Okay, Vince has never taken a stunner well, but Jesus Christ, man, come on. Like, let's be real. Like, he did that. You're telling me that light ass tap took him out like that and put him on the ground?
Hey, maybe it was like the, I'm not a doctor. No. It was like a liver shot, a kidney shot.
You cannot defend this.
You said the light ass tap put that man on the ground when he said that he was fighting for his life in that footage. I don't want to hear it.
Right? What did he fear for his life?
He knows how fragile he is.
Bro, and then like to get the Meltzer driver, which kind of took too long. When they had him by his arms, they should have just gave him the BTE trigger. That I would have been fine with that. And then his dad is now an on-screen figure too.
All I know is if Tony Khan tomorrow at the draft is not laid up full body and cast,
neck brace
in like a stretcher tomorrow, I'll be very mad.
Now look, I mean, I saw the little exclusive that the Sidhu Elite cut. I thought that was fine. Like, so there's room to do something here. What's Blood and Guts is the match, right? You could do this version of the Elite versus a group of guys that Tony Khan picks. That could be interesting.
Yeah, because Kenny Omega's coming back next week too, so that might play into this.
Is he really? Is that this has been announced?
Yeah, yeah, because they're in his hometown. What, he's got to come back.
Okay, so he's all good now. Wow, all right.
I guess so. They didn't give any context outside of he's coming back next week.
Okay. I mean, he said on like his live streams he's going to be gone for a while, but then last week we talked about Adam Cole being gone for a while and he's able to stand up out of a wheelchair. So who knows what's going on with that?
Who knows what's going on with anything? But yeah, it's just. I was just like, all right. I was just like, the selling wasn't all that great. It just, it looked comical. I'm not the only one here, right?
I'm just trying to figure out if the man blinks because his eyes just stay straight open.
Well, you know.
I did see a tweet though that actually popped me. It was like, Tony Khan took a bump, and then they had to quote tweet it and say, to clarify, wrestling bump. That popped me so hard.
I don't get it.
Oh, well, you know.
He goes skiing. He goes skiing frequently.
Big white lion he is.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's just there are things that could have been done differently there, but I don't know. We'll let it play out. If we can do, you know, Team Khan versus the Elite Blood and Guts, I think that'd be dope. I think that'd be something cool. Yeah, I think that's gonna do it for us, guys. This has been an episode, huh?
It's been a lot of things.
Been a lot of things, man.
But it definitely has been an episode.
Has been an episode. Yeah. Marley,
huh?
You were at the Oasis 420 show. How did you like it?
I did sound and the makeshift bell. For you guys, so that was fun.
Yes, yes, you enjoy yourself.
I was high as a kite, as usual.
And there was gelato.
Oh yeah, there was gelato, and I did see you. We walked past, and you were knocked out at the security table.
Wait, that did not have to. That didn't have to. You didn't have to say that on air. They didn't need to know that. They didn't need to know any of that.
Well, I mean, it was on the way from gelato.
Oasis Pro this weekend, Damage Goods 2. The Appeal versus Too Fresh. Leo Canedo versus Journey Fatu. What other matches we got? Nasty Boy versus Andrew Cass. King Guile, versus Jerry Gigolo. And Sancho Demira versus Brandon Nash? Yeah, it's a lot going on. Marley, will you be in attendance for Damage Goods?
I'll be in attendance this Saturday.
Yes, yes, yes. Brandon hates the indie, so he won't be there.
Hey, I didn't get an invite.
If I may, West Coast Pro is also doing for the coast on May 18th. I won't run down the full card, but
just it's a killer card. Be there. Yeah.
Hobbs is coming back. Like, be there for real.
Yes, yes, yes. Powerhouse Hobbs. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. As always, be safe and stay dangerous. Yes, sir. This Elite Podcast in here. Ain't nobody better. Look. Yeah. Listen to us every time we live in the side. When you turn it on, it's just defining the mind. If you feel it, our opinion's straight. When everything we moving now with the state, turn us on if the feeling is right. Every opinion now comes from the heart. No time we move with the part. We on the radio, it's wrestling. Times are crashing.
This has been the broadcast. Thank you for listening.